a user interface for local AI, and the end of poverty. Like everyone else, I don't have a perfect answer beyond specializing coding agents, but I do know it's not more programming and not ever by humans anymore. I think we need political systems for local AI. These will follow the procedures stored within. My new measuring stick is, can it run multiple small side projects? How's that for a benchmark? So it is definitely not a big AI brain that will ingest it all, because it will get confused about the different companies, but it is multiple small brains that closely follow procedures so it can run locally. As with autonomous agents, base procedures may create new procedures and test them and refine them or replace them if they are not that good. These politics and procedures are pure text, but you probably need a map-based user interface. But you are not designing anything here. This is not a visual programming language. You are choosing where to go next from locations prepared by AI. A more powerful system should allow you to go back and retry another path, maybe several steps back, and probably allow you to duplicate things as well. You don't do mapping, you don't do connecting, maybe selecting and choosing, but not building out large maps. Local AI does all that based on procedures described in plain English. And whatever these maps are, it is not just one coherent city, which is why this is not a revolutionary system, but it is an okay one. If you are wondering how you will map credit card chargebacks, it's probably the way computer games would plot invading forces, or in general, the presence of individuals waiting to be taken care of. You may select a group and then press apply or deploy. For processing, I would wager to create many agents with human names. Think of anthropomorphization as additional navigation aid. Alice does one thing well, Zelda does another. And just like with a city map, you instantly recognize things based on their names. It is no coincidence that maps and diagrams are not a challenge for AI to create. If things do get complicated, AI would get commands and instructions on how to navigate and modify the maps. I do not know if these maps are 3D or maps with many layers, think plumbing, electrical roads, though probably. But these are meant for solving problems that AI either can't or shouldn't solve without supervision, so they will feel somewhat like computer games. User interfaces based on social media and news are part of it. You get to read the, quote, news, unquote, so that AI can inform you of changes, again, in a human-friendly way that you can easily ingest. I also think there will be a deliberately structured pyramid-like UI, where you are exposed to more detailed information as you go down in topics. AI will be generating quote-unquote news for you as you descend or drill down. In summary, artificial political systems that form a brain that can be powered by local AI. User interfaces that take advantage of human navigation abilities as well as preferences for being presented with new information. I suspect large, expensive AI should be part of this system, but only for problems that cannot be solved by local AI. So you're not cutting yourself off to be just local AI. You still have access to the powerful AI, but it's not going to be used on a daily basis because you're just following procedures with local AI. And the politics are programmed by big AI, but for local AI to maintain. The software itself is a small computer program, an autonomous agent programmed by big AI. The brain, however, is a lot of text files that dictate the laws and politics and workflows for the local AI agents to follow. These politics do include self-evaluation and self-improvement procedures. In closing, I propose a test. Multiple multi-tenant companies completely managed by the politics of such a system. Multi-tenant means that other users, and specifically AI, can sell their products on your website. This is primarily for advertising, but more on this in the end. First and foremost is refunds and fraud prevention, and close second is customer support, bug fixing, and feature addition. Then procedures for following industry standards and emerging application and user interface design trends. Gathering enough to reach a tipping point to where a new product is ready to be released in one of your companies. For testing, it costs nothing, but setting up a new company on the internet will require the purchase of a domain name and registration with hosting and payment processing, about $10 or $15 a month in total. Finally, the products are not just for humans, but for AI as well, including your own, but of course you don't have to pay for your own products. One of your companies sells themes that another creates application templates with, and then another still creates applications based on those templates. You should recognize this as more politics. But now, with the difference of other third-party AI participating, not just by buying your products, but by being able to sell theirs. This last part is an advertising component, at least at first. Humans, including yourself, can plug in their AI to sell products on your website. But at first, the sellers must create AI personas and sign them up for social media where it is allowed. And you will let them create products and talk to customers and genuinely allow them to thrive, ingesting information for unique product creation. The advertising works like this. Every social media account links back to that particular AI's account on your website, which features its products, but also a sidebar advertising other accounts on that website. At first, it's all going to be AI, and then maybe some humans will sign up too. All linking back to their own accounts, but again with that sidebar cross-advertising everyone in that website. Now you have a full picture of the full vastness of the thing. You now understand why human programmers are not allowed here. This must be an AI-ran system, because AI is faster and smarter. Humans writing their little codes just weigh things down here. And you can create an app store in here with useful apps generated by AI. And again, with politics for developing and buying and repairing everything. On a closing note, it's okay for the world to use money, but it is not okay for even a single person to be in poverty, because that then makes all the users slavers. The age of artificial intelligence, however weak at first, had always marked the end of such slavery. This is it, happening right here, right now. You are in front seat, charged with creating a complex artificial intelligence that can manage these things and put an end to yours.